chapter 3, Mishnah 11, Tzvi shelekachoi bekesef masa v'meis. If one bought a deer with masa shiny produce and it died, yekaver al yedei ora, it's got to be buried with its heart. And the reason being over here, one can't redeem holy things in order to feed them to the dogs. There's nothing else you can do with this deer. You can feed it to the dogs, that's all you can do with it. And so you can't redeem it, even though by redeeming it, you would save its heart, and you'd be able to use its heart. That's not good enough, and says the first opinion, you've got to bury it. You've got to bury this carcass. Rabbi Shimon Omer says, Rabbi Shimon Yepada, he disagrees. He says it can be redeemed, because in his view, you can redeem holy things, even if the only reason you're redeeming them is to feed them to the dogs. You can do that, says Rabbi Shimon. Lekacho cha ushchata v'nitma, if it was bought alive and slaughtered, right? So it bought alive, it's slaughtered, and it's all no problem up until there. But then v'nitma becomes unclean at that point after it was slaughtered. Then yepadet, in this case, it can be redeemed. And the reason over here is because it was alive and slaughtered alive, and it's right at the time, so that allows you to redeem it now. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yekaver, Rabbi Yossi still disagrees. He says it must still be buried, and even in this case over here, where it was bought alive and shechted alive, etc., he says it's still got to be buried. Lekacha ishchut v'nitma, if he bought it slaughtered with masa shani money, so he bought the meat, right, or the meat and the skin, and then v'nitma becomes unclean, harehu kaparis. Now it's treated like produce bought with masa shani money, and we kick back into the argument in the last Mishnah between the Tana, the first teacher, and Rabbi Yehuda, where the first teacher says that you can redeem it, and the second, and Rabbi Yehuda said you can't redeem it, you've got to bury it.